Welcome to the personal development lessons, referred to as PD lessons from now on, which are part of the Special Olympics Leadership and Skills curriculum. You might have seen or heard these lessons called something else like personal and professional development lessons before. We believe these lessons can help you improve both your personal and professional skills, but after careful consideration, we have decided to call these personal development lessons. Because most of the lessons focus on developing skills that help you in daily life, not just in a professional work type setting. Before you begin, you deserve a high five for taking the time to gain the skills and knowledge so you can live your daily life as a friend, athlete, employee, and leader better than ever before. You can download the PD lessons on the website at https. .. resources.specialolympics.org/PD. There are a total of 15 different lessons within the PD suite of resources. The 15 lessons are split into five different topics, which include communication, handling disappointment, setting goals, healthy relationships, and advocacy. Each topic has three different levels or lessons. The levels start out easier and get more difficult as you progress. This resource was designed to be self-guided, or in other words, each lesson allows athletes to participate by themselves without the need for someone to teach them the content. Having a mentor or family member go through them with you can be helpful, but it is not necessary to be successful. Before you start on any of the lessons, we highly recommend that you begin by reading through the Getting Started document on the website we shared earlier. Page 4 of the Getting Started document lists topic descriptions, which give you an understanding of each of the five topics as well as the three levels. There is a pre-skills assessment on pages 9 through 16, which can help you decide where to begin. This pre-skills assessment is optional, but can be used as a resource to help you see your strengths and weaknesses, which will help you to identify which of the five topics you might want to begin with. Later in this video, we will walk you through how to use the pre-skills assessment. Each level takes approximately 30 to 45 minutes to complete, but it is okay if you take a longer or shorter time. Also, you do not have to complete a full level in one sitting. You can complete the levels at your own pace, or even over the course of a few days, weeks, or months. The content for each level is on the same topic, for example, healthy relationships or communication. But the way each of the three different levels asks you to participate is different. Some levels give you the option to write your answers, while others ask you to draw your answers. It is up to you how you want to complete them. In each level, you will see a graphic that looks like a hand. This graphic encourages you to pause your learning and decide what to do next. The options given are to take a break, ask for help, come back to this another day, try another level, or keep going. Any of these choices is okay. It is healthy to make a choice that is best for you. Keep in mind that you can complete any of the five topics in the PD suite of resources in any order. If you have any questions, contact your local program or regional. Now let's walk you through the optional pre-skills assessment. The personal development lessons contain two pre-skills assessments, one for the athlete to fill out and one for a mentor or family member to fill out. This assessment is optional, but will help you know where to begin your learning journey. If you would rather go through each topic and level in your own order, that is okay too. The assessment for the mentor or family member to fill out should be done so by someone who knows the athlete very well and can provide constructive criticism and positive feedback. Your assessment of them is meant to help the athlete leader see their strengths and weaknesses according to someone else so they can identify where to begin their journey. The statements in this assessment describe situations the athlete might encounter in their daily life as a friend, athlete, employee, and leader. Each assessment is written slightly differently, but for the purpose of this video, I will read the assessment's questions and statements as if it is the self-assessment taken by the athlete themselves. For each statement, the person taking the assessment will circle a number between 1 and 3 to indicate where you think the athlete's confidence level is, where 1 is, I am not confident at all, 2 is, I am somewhat confident, and 3 is, I am completely confident. Topic number 1, communication. How confident are you that you can? I can start up a conversation with people I do not know. I can ask questions when I want to learn more about what someone is saying. And I can pay attention well to what others are saying to me. Topic number 2, handling disappointment. How confident are you that you can? I can express my emotions in a way that is safe for me and others. I can handle disappointment, and I can accept myself for who I am. Topic number 3, setting goals. How confident are you that you can? I can set goals for myself and follow a plan. I can adjust my goals when I am faced with failure or obstacles. And I can set goals to challenge and push myself outside of my comfort zone. Topic number 4, healthy relationships. How confident are you that you can? I can make and keep healthy relationships. I can work through conflict with other people without hurting their feelings. And I can set boundaries with friends and respect when friends set boundaries with me. Topic number 5, advocacy. How confident are you that you can? I can identify and explain who I am and what I believe in. I can easily accept that there are things that are out of my control, and I can advocate for what I want clearly and calmly. To help you figure out where to start your learning journey, follow these steps. Step 1, if you or your mentor or helper gave a total score for any topic of 6 or below, that topic should be one of the first you think about starting at because that shows you have more to learn on that topic. If you scored more than 6 on all topics, pick the one you are most excited about and start there. What happens if you and your mentor have scored a topic very differently? If you and your mentor have different scores for a topic, discuss this with your mentor. Having different scores is an excellent opportunity to receive feedback from someone else and learn more about how others view your knowledge and skills in that category. It is okay if they think that you are lower in a category than you scored yourself. They have a different perspective of your strengths and weaknesses. There are activities within communication, healthy relationships, and handling disappointment that will help you get better with giving and receiving feedback. Step 2, continue completing the lessons until you have completed all the leadership lessons within the leadership topics that you or your mentor scored 6 or below. Stop after each lesson and give yourself a big round of applause. Step 3, take your time and go through one leadership topic or lesson daily so you have time to practice and tell your coach, teammates, and friends what you're learning. And lastly, step 4, after you have completed all the leadership lessons where you scored a 6 or below, complete all the other leadership topics and lessons you are interested in. Even if you scored above a 6 in them, there is always more to learn, so go through all of them. Again, you can find all 5 topics and their lessons by visiting the Special Olympics Resources website at https://www.specialolympics.org/. resources.specialolympics.org/pd, or by contacting your local Special Olympics staff member and ask for help. If you want to learn more about each of the five topics, please watch those videos next. They can be found on the Special Olympics website where you found this video. Before we finish this video, we want you to know that we also have short videos on all of the five different topics. These videos can be found on the website where you found this video. Good luck!